Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter too, at VOC Nation.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning After, right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks here. I've got Rat Boy. I've got Granny. And we're going to have a good time running down everything that you guys want to talk about here today, which usually involves whatever Rat Boy did this morning, Granny. That's usually the news that we break on this show. Granny, how you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired. It's going to be really hot today here where I live in Arkansas.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I don't like the heat. I don't do well in the heat, you know. And after mailing out 320-some-odd bulletins yesterday, you know, from the Moose Lodge, and I do that once a month,
yeah.
So.
It's a lot.
But other than that, I'm good, you know, I'm good, so.
I remember on the Flintstones when he was part of the lodge, not the Moose Lodge, whatever it was, with the yaks.
Water Buffalo.
So I can only imagine
Water
the kind of,
Lodge.
Water Buffalo, that's it, yeah. And the smallest Water Buffalo known to science right now is on the line as well. What's going on, Rat Boy?
What's going on? It looks like a nice day to finish up my yard.
I didn't know you had a yard.
Yeah, I got a yard.
Yeah?
I got a yard, I got a grill, but no swimming pool so I could dive into it and step through it here.
You got to just fill up the yard. Granny knows. You line the yard with like a plastic tarp, and then you just fill the thing with water.
I gotta dig a big hole though. But it's okay though.
Yeah.
I'm staring at the clouds now. I tell you what. We got
what?
A new 24/7 champion.
Yeah,
once again,
you got it back.
Off truth.
I watched Raw. It was a fun show. A little long. Those shows are grueling sometimes. But it was good. I'm really happy for R-Truth. What, 27-time champion now, I think, or 28 times, something like that?
I got pretty good for it. I think R-Truth held more belts than anybody else in the WWE in history.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I know Edge and Christian had a lot, so I don't know. But, yeah, probably, because he was by himself.
Yep. All by himself. How long is this going to go on?
So what do you think, Granny? Fun Raw?
Oh, it was okay. I didn't get to watch all of it. I watched part of it. And
yeah.
I tell you, Seth Rollins, he just... I wish he would just leave Dominic alone, you know, trying to quit getting him to come to his side, you know, and that was a brutal match between them last night, you know, with Aleister Black and Dominic against whatever his name is and Seth Rollins.
Alberto Del Rio.
Well, whatever that one guy's name is, or whatever the whoever his goons are, you know, he needs to leave Rey Mysterio and Dominic alone. He just needs to leave them alone, but you know that ain't gonna happen. So
finish the job, you know.
But you know who wasn't there?
I'm
though.
Kidding.
But you know who wasn't there though? Austin Theory, he wasn't around because I think he got COVID-19.
Probably. They said something like 30 talents, both on screen and like behind the scenes, got it. So, a bunch of the agents have it. It's crazy.
Uh-huh. It is.
Yeah.
And I got big news for everybody.
It's not Renee Young is pregnant again, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's a certain tag team saying that everybody's saying that, oh, they're going to AEW. Wrong. They're going back to Impact Wrestling. Luke Gallows.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And Anderson.
I saw that. Big, what they called him Doc, didn't they?
I'm not sure.
I think he was Doc. Yeah, it's a shame. It is because I felt like they, between them and the Revival, WWE really messed that up by not being able to keep them and actually use them effectively. And in particular, Gallows and Anderson, the stuff they were doing with AJ Styles was just great.
Yep.
So it is a shame.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And back in 2011, we did have Luke Gallows with us down in Atlanta, Georgia, on the mic, because I'm the one that brought him over there.
Yeah, that's right. I spent a lot of that weekend hanging out with him. Granny, we got a picture of Rat Boy choking him.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty amazing.
That would have been awesome to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. And he's
I'll tell you, when one time when my husband and my son and I, we were at a wrestling show in Harrison, Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and Bushwhacker Luke and the Rock and Roll Express were there because it was part of a Legends show. And Bushwhacker Luke put his hands around my husband's throat like he was choking him. And David said he couldn't even hardly feel. I mean, you know, he just barely felt like he was just touching him, but it looked like in the picture he was really choking him.
It's like years ago. I used to go to these events at the Wildwood Boardwalk. Rat Boy would know. Granny, it's like a, you know, amusement park boardwalk by the ocean, you know. And they used to bring in, for the wrestling events, they would bring in, like, the Iron Sheik or Bam Bam Bigelow or, like, different guys like that. So when I met, and I met both of them, I got, like, Polaroids taken with both of them when I was young. And Bam Bam Bigelow actually spun me around, Granny, and threw me in a sleeper hold. He didn't, like, everyone else, he was asking, like, what poses they wanted for me. He literally just, like, whipped me around and you know, locked me in the chin lock. And
yeah.
And he just kind of leaned back and he's like, you know, he's like, just pretend like you're going out. And it looked like so realistic, Granny. It was great. It was amazing. So. Rat Boy,
Brady,
I'd like to put you in a chin lock, Rat Boy.
Brady, we got a call.
We got a call, really? See, Granny, see, you're watching the board. We have two calls, actually. Let's go to... We're going to bring on Stro Maestro first. Sorry about that, brother. I wasn't looking at the board. How you doing tonight?
Oh,
tonight.
Right. Fine. Yeah,
good
great.
To have you.
Hey, Stro. I was just listening to the conversation.
Good stuff.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Always interesting. Bam Bam was amazing. I think he was the first wrestler I ever met because I went to a kid's birthday party and they had like a wrestling show there. And he was one of the performers there. I'm thinking it was probably the Monster Factory, but I'm not sure.
Because
I was very young.
Yeah,
I love Celebration Station. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He looked so...
Yeah.
I heard he was like such... And you should be talking about him, not me. But, like, obviously, I've never gotten in the ring with him. But what I've heard is that, like, he made everything look so good. But it was like...
Mm-hmm.
It was like Bret Hart. Like, you're in there and, like, he makes it as painless as possible for you.
He was so amazing to be in the ring with. For a guy his size, what he can do, even in being in the ring with him, having the match, it was just amazing. And what a great guy he was, too. Such a great guy.
Oh, he was real nice. Van Ben Bigelow, because I remember when I first seen him, I sat right next to him in a crowd of the place that we used to have it at, the TYO here in Trenton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting there, right, and he was right next to me. I kept on looking at him. I kept on, yo, man, were you a wrestler or something? He said, yeah. I said, who are you? He said, I'm Ben Bigelow.
How could you not know that,
Rat Boy? He just said, I destroyed the Monster Factory. Now I went for my cue to get in the ring.
So he was new when you met him.
Yes. He was fresh.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
Then
he probably had
then,
a baby
you know,
face back then.
Yes. He wasn't nobody popular yet until that one night that at CYO, he just popped to all the fans just like that. Boom.
Now, when he was young, and by the way, area code 413. I'll get to you 1 second. 431, I'm sorry. Now, when Bam Bam was little... When he was younger, Rat Boy, the tattoos on his head, were they just like little like embers, like they hadn't caught fire yet?
See, this way, he had tattoos all over
his
head already. He had the tattoos already on his head.
Yeah, but were they full-blown flames or were they just like little embers? Granny knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean... It might have been full blown. Who knows?
They're little sparklers back then.
Yeah, little sparklers.
It was firecrackers. It was firecrackers.
Firecrackers. Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Stro?
I'm doing good. Can't wait for tonight's podcast. Shelly Martinez at 6, and in the room, of course, at 9. It's gonna be great day of podcast.
We're going to have some fun with it here tonight. And by the way, on In the Room tonight, no guests. So we're just going to be taking calls the whole night, which I love to do every once in a while. It's like you just open up the lines and the floodgates. It's amazing. But we can talk about the day, you know, the day's events. We can talk about Extreme Rules, which they're calling Horror Show for some reason. I would describe Raw and SmackDown as Horror Show for sure. So it'll be interesting. Shelly as well. lots of great stuff. You know, Granny, I was and like I said, we'll get to you 1 second, 431, just hang tight. I was doing some writing for Pro Wrestling Illustrated yesterday, and I was writing about Eric Rowan, who you guys probably remember. He was with WWE for a while. I didn't realize until I went to research him that I actually interviewed Eric Rowan back in 2007. I had no idea for PWI. He was a young Midwest wrestler, Granny, known as Thoref Marius. And I often wondered whatever happened to Thoref. I had no idea that he became Eric Rowan and went to WWE.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned Eric Rowan. It's kind of funny you mentioned Eric Rowan. Our promoter for Arkansas Championship Wrestling, we posted something on the Facebook page the other day Would you be interested in Eric Rowan coming to ACW? So they're in the talks of possibly getting Eric Rowan to come to Arkansas Championship Wrestling.
Tremendous talent, by the way. I always thought he was underutilized by WWE. It's amazing to me because he had everything that they like. You know, he had a personality. He was smart, both intellectually and in the ring. He's a giant, like literally is huge, you know? It was like, it never made sense to me that they couldn't do more with him.
Even a big tarantula.
I mean, even that, you got to admit, he made that way. For a while there, he was doing the Bad News Brown gimmick, you know, with the you didn't know what was in the cage, you know? And it was like, he made it work. I remember coming on here with Rat Boy for 3 months telling him I hope that Rat Boy was in the cage when he went to open it.
That would be great. Can you imagine the promo he would have cut coming out of the cage?
Yeah.
Rat Boy.
Or like everybody's like,
I'm here to
so
get
everybody.
Of it.
He'll come out and go, finger licking good.
I try this finger licking good.
Sweet
potato pie.
I love it. Let's go to 431, which I believe is Winnipeg. I believe that we're talking with the one and only Garber Snake. Am I right about that? What's going on?
Well, absolutely. I am live in my office here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and it has been a long time, Brady, since I called into your show and described my views, described my opinions. It's great to be back.
What's the word? How is it up there? Is it hot?
Too hot. Sorry for the coughing in the background. Me and my friend are doing some dry cleaning. I'm just kidding. I'm sure you know where that cough
is coming
from.
Is that what they're calling
from.
It?
But no, the weather's insane, man. There's a storm in Brandon. It almost flooded the whole city out of place. And then the weather here has been scorching hot. You know, I walked 10 minutes and, like, sweat's dripping down my face like I ran a triathlon. So it's a tough but I'm working with it. How's the coronavirus in your area?
You know...
Not good. Not good.
I'm probably the wrong person to talk to because I don't leave the house except to go to the beach, so it's not been a problem for me.
Right on. Well, don't go on an island getaway right away, that's for sure. I'm going to call in for In the Room because you guys have no guests, which is big for me because that gives me a chance to call in and share my voice. And Brady, it was an absolute pleasure. You have a good
one. You too, brother. Take care. Bye.
I think his office is in a cardboard box.
I don't think he has an office.
Oh, wow.
I hope I still have that Jordan Garber dancing music that I was playing the last time you called in. I'll have to find that.
Yeah, I wonder if he's got any new dance moves.
Oh, I'm sure. That guy taught R-Truth how to dance, Granny.
Wow.
I bet I could do a better video than him. No doubt about that.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But look like you got the idea of Pineapple Express or something in the video.
Yeah. I like how he's like, we're we have dry cleaning. That's why we're coughing. Oh, boy.
Did you see what happened last night?
Boy. Yes.
About Oscar got over on Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks won the match.
Uh-huh.
You believe that one?
Yeah, I believe it. I actually think Sasha might win the title.
You think so?
I do, yeah. Because it makes sense to me that's what they're building. And then they could put Sasha on Raw. Or they could have them both on Raw and SmackDown because they're both the champions.
Yeah.
Is she going after the NXT title, too?
Yeah. Yep.
Is she?
Yep.
Yeah. Io Shirai.
Wait, Sasha is or Bailey is?
Yeah, Sasha.
Sasha.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay. Okay.
They said they're going to grab that belt. They're going to go to NXT, grab that belt, and they're going to rule the whole woman division.
Yeah.
With all the titles. Mm. And I can see what's going to happen. After they get all the titles, there goes the breakup with Sasha Banks and Bayley, and it's going to happen at WrestleMania.
That long?
Yeah, maybe.
Think they'll wait that long to break up?
Yep.
There was something else I wanted to bring up. They seem to be dragging it out. They'll probably break up 10 years from now.
I don't like you anymore, Bayley.
Like they're old ladies.
This is like exactly. This is like the Rat Boy of slow builds.
Yeah.
I
extremely slow.
There was something else that I noted during Raw, and I thought I'm gonna write that down because it's funny and I want to bring it up. And of course, I can't remember what it was.
What, the Big Show
might
be putting on his trunks again, and he's going to fight Randy Orton at Extreme Rules, maybe?
Yeah, which is really upsetting, by the way, because
iconic.
The Big... Exactly. Oh, iconic! I was disappointed by the Big Show, because on his Netflix show, he said he was never going to wrestle again.
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh boy.
What Ric Flair says, go back and make his cartoons.
Like Terry Funk says, it's my last match.
This is my last match. I can't do it. I used to be able to do it. I can't. I gotta study him a little.
Match. Okay.
Oh man. Good.
And something else too that's bothering me. All right. Doug Ziggler. What match is going to be in with Drew McIntyre?
What's going to happen with Darth Ziggler? Darth Ziggler. I'm that guy.
I don't know.
Is it going to be handicap match? No whole bar match?
No, it'll
what
probably
match
be
is
something
get?
Stupid.
Yeah.
It'll probably be something stupid.
Like a regular wrestling match.
Yeah.
It'll
be the greatest
match
ever. Yeah. By the way, did you catch Dolph Ziggler telling Sasha that he never watched, that he didn't watch wrestling, but he was a huge fan? I thought that was great. He's like big fan. I don't watch wrestling. Oh boy. Yeah, so that's about it. As we barrel toward tonight, I is there anything else we needed to talk about?
You have to go and go to a WrestleMania to get the wrestling shorts, brother.
Like an epileptic macho man.
Oh yeah, the t-shirts, man.
Like a dyslexic gold dust.
Yes, exactly. I used to love it.
Speaking of t-shirts, guys, my husband was teasing me last night. I was on my way home from the Moose Lodge after doing the bulletins last night, and my husband said, "You got a package." I said, "Well, who's it from?" He says, "I don't know." He says, "It's from your boyfriend." And I said, "My boyfriend?" I said, "I don't have no boyfriend." He says, "Well, it says Pro Wrestling Tees." And I said, "Oh, my Ken Resnick shirt." And he says, "Well, there you go. I told you it was from your boyfriend." And I said, "Ken Resnick is not my boyfriend." "Well, he's a guy." And I said, "Yeah, and he's a friend." And I said, "Okay, he's my guy friend then, you know." He was roughing me up last night.
I'm not saying that word, you know.
Oh,
girlfriend,
right.
You know, you're a girl, I'm a friend. Let's pull out together, you know.
I am. So I was starting to say, Stro, before I got cut off there. When Goldust back in 2003, he was doing his thing, or 2002, I guess it was, and he got thrown into that circuit board and got electrocuted. It was the that stuff where he was pretending to have Tourette's after that for like, and he still occasionally does it. Like he kind of worked it into his like persona to where like he did it the entirety of his WWE run on and off. But it was amazing.
Oh,
it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I wish he would do that to AEW. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
We did AEW.
It would be great. It would be absolutely great. He should have, instead of painting the red and the black, he should have had like electricity like on half of his face. That would have been amazing.
Electricity, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Rat Boy was talking about the t-shirts, and we do have to get out of here in a second. But so we have now 7 designs, including the new political shirts, the Don't Be Red, Don't Be Blue, Just Be You series. Of course, we have the Ken Resnick in the room, WCW Retro, Better Call Kathy, and the classic VOC Nation headset logo. And they're all available if you go to prowrestlingtees.com/VOC Nation, or if you go to VOCNation.com and just click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link. By the way, starting tomorrow, actually, tomorrow until the actual 4th of July on Saturday, there is a sale with Pro Wrestling Tees. So you get 20% off of your entire order. So that's a fifth off. So basically, if you order 5 shirts, you get the fifth one for free, which is an amazing, amazing deal. Free USA shipping on orders over $150. Other than Malcolm, I don't think anybody's spending $150 on T-shirts. But if you want to, they make great Christmas gifts, and now's the time to do it. Hell, buy 50 of them, Granny. You could just give them out instead of Christmas cards this year. It would be an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And
a T-shirt.
Yeah. And support the cause.
We're trying
to keep everything free for everybody, you know. Free for our hosts to continue to broadcast, free for the listeners to not have to pay to listen to us. So, you know, these T-shirt sales as well as that, in addition to reimbursing the talent that's working so hard to perform for all of you guys each and every week. So please, 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 if you can squeak it out, buy a couple shirts, support VOC Nation, of course, advertising available as well. Don't forget to go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and a great rating, and don't forget to go to Podomatic, vocnation.podomatic.com, and give us a like and a subscribe on there. And that, I think that does it. Does anybody else have anything? I cannot wait for In the Room tonight. We're going to have so much fun.
Yes.
No, I can't wait either.
These shows without the guests are amazing because it's just I know it's going to go off the rails, but we're going to have a great time. oh, man. So, anyway.
You have to ask Mike if he calls in tonight, okay? I don't know if you got it, but I found a picture of Alexa Bliss and a yellow T-shirt. Did you get that one yet?
I'll ask him if he saw Alexa Bliss in a yellow T-shirt. So anyway, at 6 Eastern tonight, of course, we have actually at 5 Eastern, we're going to have a classic episode of In the Room. We just had Jordan Garber on. Stro, there was a couple weeks in 2015 where I couldn't make it on, and Jordan Garber filled in. And last week we heard the Bruce Hart interview, and I'm off this week as well. But you know, airing the classic episodes 2015, Jordan Garber, Stro Maestro, everybody doing In the Room for you. And so that was a classic from 2015. That's at 5 Eastern. 6 Eastern, Shelly Live, Shelly Martinez. And by the way, her numbers have absolutely been phenomenal with the whole speaking out movement and everything that she had to say about Joey Ryan and some of her other peers. So be sure to check that out if you missed it. But she'll be live tonight, 6 Eastern, 657-383-1666. And then the big one tonight in the room, 9 Eastern, 914-338-1885. Of course, myself, Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, the whole gang, all the callers, everything. And we're going to have a good time. We got to get out of here, folks. Everybody, have a great day. And we'll talk to you
bye-bye,
real soon.
Bye-bye.
I love you all. Talk to you at 9.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out.
out in the room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.